I'm Ruth Kramer, and thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. Mali's future remains undecided. Learn how that affects all of West Africa in just a moment. And then later, the COVID-19 pandemic and security risks force believers to rethink missions. We'll unpack that story in just a couple minutes. But first, Mali remains in flux today following meetings between regional leaders and Mali's military junta. Groups couldn't agree on either of the proposed solutions, reinstating Mali's ousted president or 3 years of military rule. Regional leaders meet virtually today to discuss next steps. Mali's 2012 Tuareg rebellion is on everyone's mind. Open Door senior analyst Ilya Jadi says,
"That's what many analysts are fearing now. We don't want to see the repetition of this kind of scenario. What affects Mali can affect the whole region. That's the fear."
In short, Islamic extremists capitalized on Mali's instability in 2012 and 13. They took over northern Mali, targeting Christians and forcing thousands to flee.
Now they are back to that region, but there's real fear. What would happen if the military coup, if this combination of factors will eventually lead to another upsurge of Islamist insurgency, maybe taking over again?
Your prayers are critical at a time like this. If Mali falls into extremist hands, the rest of West Africa could follow.
Pray for the stability of Mali. Pray for this transition.
Next, a new survey suggests that while many U.S. adults do believe in some idea of eternal life, a much lower number believes it's dependent on the death and resurrection of Jesus. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says most people haven't encountered the Bible as the story of what Jesus has done.
It is knowing that Adam and Eve sinned, that they couldn't keep the law, nor can anyone, that because we fall short of that law, we had to have a sacrifice. And the only perfect sacrifice we could have is Jesus Christ, who came to earth, who lived a perfect life, who died a sinner's death. He was buried, and he rose again. And he is alive.
But Keys for Kids exists to teach kids and teens about this biblical story and how they can find a place in it.
We're sharing the gospel. We're helping kids grow in their faith. We want that to happen. And then we want to give them the ability to be able to defend their faith. So by the time they begin reading at, let's say, 4 or 6 years old, and by the time they stop reading Unlocked at 18 or 19 years old, we hope that they not only know who Jesus is, they not only know the gospel, but they can share it with others and their friends and family.
Learn more about the Keys for Kids and Unlock devotionals at missionnews.org. And an anthem for getting involved in gospel missions is Pray, Give, and Go. But when does go become stay? Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says,
"We've seen this issue from Boko Haram in Nigeria, you know, people running away. I mean, Abuja's population has skyrocketed over the last 5 years because a lot of Christians are escaping northern and northeastern villages to flee to safety. And you can't really blame them, but you also want somebody to stay behind to focus on the unreached and bring the message of the gospel to the lost."
And it's not going to be the same answer for every Christian living and serving in difficult contexts.
We could say, well, you should never leave the country. You should always stay behind, regardless of the persecution and the difficulties. Well, it's easy for us to say that from the West. We're living in a relatively luxurious environment. But then we've seen people that have left, let's say, Iran or Pakistan or any place in North Africa or the Middle East, and have had phenomenal ministry via the internet and social media back into their country.
For those who are living in difficult contexts, pray for wisdom.
So I think this is really a heart issue and a really open-handed issue, saying, God, move and show me how you're moving.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, you might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.